Now that we have discussed vision and discipline, let's discuss passion. Passion comes from the heart and is manifest as optimism, excitement, emotional connection, determination. It fires unrelenting drive. Enthusiasm is deeply rooted in the power of choice rather than circumstance. Enthusiasts believe that the best way to predict the future is to create it. In fact, enthusiasm becomes a moral imperative, making the person part of the solution rather than part of the problem of feeling essentially hopeless and helpless. Aristotle said, "Where talents and the needs of the world cross, therein lies your vocation." We could say, "Therein lies your passion, your voice, that which energizes your life and gives you your drive." It is the fuel of the heart of vision and discipline. It keeps you at it when everything else may say quit. When asked by his doctor how many hours a week he spent working, one man replied, "I don't know. How many hours a week do you breathe?" When life, work, play, and love all revolve around the same thing, you've got passion. The key to creating passion in your life is to find your unique talents and your special role and purpose in the world. It is essential to know yourself before you decide what work you want to do. Remember the Greek philosophy? Know thyself. Control thyself. Give thyself. This is exquisitely sequenced and wise. One's talent, one's mission or role in life is usually detected more than it is invented. Author, filmmaker, and world-renowned storyteller Sir Lawrence Vanderpost wrote, "We have to look inwards into ourselves, look into this container which is our soul, look and listen to it. Until you have listened in to that thing which is dreaming through you, in other words, answered the knock on the door in the dark, you will not be able to lift this moment in time in which we are imprisoned, back again into the level where the great act of creation is going on." Close quote. The great contributors in life are those who, though afraid of the knock at the door, still answer it. Courage is the essence of passion, and is, as Harold B. Lee once said, the quality of every virtue acting at its highest testing point. There's a common misconception that a person's skill is their talent. Skills, however, are not talents. Talents, on the other hand, require skills. People can have skills and knowledge in areas where their talents do not lie. If they have a job that requires their skills but not their talents, organizations will never tap into their passion or voice. They'll go through the motions, but this will only make them appear to need external supervision and motivation. If you can hire people whose passion intersects with the job, they won't require any supervision at all. Have you ever had such a job that you absolutely loved? What kind of supervision did you need? You see, such people will manage themselves better than anyone could ever manage them. Their fire comes from within, not from without. Their motivation is internal, not external. Just think about the times when you were passionate about a project, something that was so compelling and absorbing that you could hardly think of anything else. Did you need to be managed or supervised? Of course not. The thought of being told when and how to do it would have been insulting. When you can give yourself to work that brings together a need, your talent, and your passion, power will be unlocked.